Dr. McGuire. Nothing, how are you, buddy? How are you, my friend?
I'm great. Good to see you, David.
Good to see you. Nothing speaks more about holidays than health, right?
Absolutely.
Because if you're not healthy, you're not going to be here for the next holiday. And nothing speaks more about holidays than talking about your prostate. So that's why I have you in here, Dr. Michael McGuire, to reintroduce our listeners to you who might not remember you when you were on last time. Board-certified urologist, part of the Northwestern Medical Group. You have office in you have an office in Glenview, and then you're on the medical staff at Lake Forest Hospital.
That's right. I also have an office in Lake Forest, and okay. We're happy to see you.
So I just wanted to go over, and this is serious. You and I joke about it. You know, you and I have been friends for more than 15 years. You called me to do a loan one time, and then you and I just hit it off. And we're friends outside of the studio as well as business associates. You know, you're my urologist and all that stuff. And at this time of year, you're with family a lot more, and you're seeing your loved ones might have health challenges.
No question. You know, in the last 3 or 4 years, the stress levels have been unbelievable
right.
across the board for everything. And we've all the things that we've traditionally done to make us healthier, get outside, see friends, be with people, we've told not to do. So now all of a sudden, we're trying to get back to normal and trying to do this. And, you know, it's so important to just try and be less stressed, more healthy, be better.
Some of the top health concerns for men online, right? Heart disease, stroke, suicide, depression, lung cancer, prostate cancer, diabetes, skin cancer, and testicular cancer. You, two of those things are right in your alley, right? The prostate cancer and the testicular cancer. So let's talk about screening. When should men get screened?
So first of all, you know, screening is controversial. There are some people who say you shouldn't be screened. I disagree with that. The urologists disagree with that. We recommend that for the white people, Caucasians who have no family history starting at age 50, mm-hmm. for African Americans or people with family history starting at age 40.
Okay. And this is, listen, it's not the most comfortable thing in the world. We won't go into too much detail, but you and I, like I said at the beginning of the show, I pop into your office. We do a little examination. I go clean up. We go to Wildfire and grab a steak. I mean, it's not like they're back in a truck inside of you. It's an examination.
Right. And it's important to do the examination. Prostate cancer, about 80% of it is found by a blood test. And people say, oh, I have the blood test. I don't need the other exam. Well, about 20% present with a normal blood test, but still the abnormal exam. So you got to go ahead.
And we have 847 wants to know, do you wash your hand prior to going to Wildfire? I do, doctor.
I wash my hands before and after.
Okay. Well, there you go, 847. Breaking news here. Dr. McGuire washes his hands. All right. We talked about men's health. Let's talk about women's health. I did some checks here. Top women's health concerns: heart disease, cancer, stroke, diabetes, obesity, osteoporosis, depression. Autoimmune disease occur when your immune system goes haywire. So let's talk about that, and also sexual bladder health, because that is a problem as women get older. So let's talk about osteoporosis and bladder health.
Well, first of all, I'm a urologist. I only see people who urinate or don't urinate. So right. those are there. And one misconception is I don't see women. 40% of my practice is women.
Okay.
And as women get older, there's a lot of problems with leakage of urine when you cough or sneeze, things
laugh.
Like that. Laugh, very common. And this is something that's easily treatable. Easily fixable, sometimes a very small procedure, sometimes medicine, sometimes physical therapy. There's lots of different options for this. Other women, as they get older, it's very common to have to urinate very frequently and getting up 4-6 times a night. Very similar symptoms to men, but these are symptoms that you don't have to put up with. You don't have to wear pads. You don't have to do this. And the impact on your quality of life of not leaking is very important, and it's a very useful thing we can do.
My wife is a patient of yours.
Yes, you know, HIPAA laws all being equal.
Well, I could say that.
Yeah.
And you could shake your head in confirmation, but my wife, when she had some concerns about something, I'm like, call Dr. McGuire. She's like, really? I'm like, yeah, so I texted you. have her come in Monday or whenever it was, and she was there, and you took right. care of her.
And, you know, this is very common. And, you know, one of the most common things I see is blood in the urine. People come in with blood in the urine, and they are freaked. And, of course, everybody's afraid that it's cancer. But the reality is 90% of people with blood in the urine don't have anything wrong with them. It can be very normal. But 10% do. So come in. Let me see you. Don't be worried about it. Let me evaluate you. Very simple, small procedures, small tests that I can do in the office. Mm-hmm. And then you have peace of mind to know there's nothing to worry about.
We have our traffic expert, Vicki Kukuzian, wants to buzz in here and ask you a question. Vicki, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Doctor, I have a question for you. So I was diagnosed with interstitial cystitis in 2012. And after I had the kids, I didn't get any symptoms, but I know that it's like a chronic disorder. Have you seen that dissipate, or have you seen that get reignited? And is there a reason why it gets reignited as time goes on?
Okay, I'm not even going to try to touch her diagnosis. What is
interstitial cystitis?
What is that, Doc?
So first of all, it's a symptom complex, meaning we don't really know what it is, but it's something where
walls, I guess.
Well, 9 out of 10 women have this. 9 out of 10 people who have it are women. It's an inflammatory process where when the bladder fills, it causes pain, causing you to go to the bathroom more frequently, get up at night, a lot of pain. This is a process that there are many treatments for and things like that. And it tends to wax and wane over time. Sometimes we see it with pregnancy getting worse. Sometimes it gets better. And sometimes it just kind of burns out on its own. But it certainly can come back. There are many options for this. And so this is something that a urologist sees all the time.
So is it something that Vicki has to worry about?
I mean, working this shift, it's not easy, but it's gone away. It just basically feels like you have a UTI infection 24/7.
Right.
That's what it feels like. And it's horrible. So for the period that I did have it, it was about 4 years. And I did go in for those insulation processes. But I was just wondering, because I haven't, and thank goodness, I haven't had any symptoms since I had the kids. But I'm just afraid that if it ever comes back, I wasn't able to eat or drink 90% of the foods or, anything really for the time that I was doing those installations.
Would you recommend that Vicki continues having kids so this doesn't happen again?
I know it's a horrible remedy for it. It's just, it's crazy.
Or whatever causes you to have kids.
Right.
But, you know, from that standpoint. But the reality is, it's not always something that comes back, and you shouldn't live your life in fear of it coming back. The fact that it's not there and you've been so long without it, you should be in great shape.
I hope so.
Any other questions for the doctor? I mean, since you're exposing all your medical, forget about HIPAA laws. I got this thing that most people can't denounce.
It's got 18 syllables. Well, a lot of people don't know that it even exists because they misinterpret it as a UTI. And then years go by and you can take any type of medication, but it could be this disorder. And a lot of people don't know what it is. It's called interstitial cystitis.
And the study suggests that people who have it have a worse quality of life than a lot of diseases. It's really miserable.
It is.
And you got to pee all the time. And every time your bladder fills, it's miserable and in pain. So it's not uncommon. And it is something we see all the time.
Well, thank you, doctor.
Well, thank you, Vicki. You want to cover anything else? Throw it out there.
It's all you. This is your show, Dave.
That's fine. All right. So that was Vicki Kukuzian. You might catch her up at the Cole Museum by your office drinking loaded up cider.
She'll be the one over by the bathroom.
Over by the bathroom.
Right. Thanks, guys.
A listener would like to know if you could spell your name and give your phone number out.
So, Michael McGuire, McGuire, 847-535-7657.
All right, we have 45 seconds left before the break, and as you know, I'm really, really good at hitting the brakes on time. The COVID shot with the flu shot, a lot of that's in the news. Your take on that? People are concerned about it. Some don't care. Some are concerned. What's your thoughts?
So, when COVID came out, we all thought we all got to do everything for society. Now it's important for you to talk to your doctor about your specific situation. There's absolutely people who need it. There's absolutely people who don't. But you got to make the individual decision for yourself.
Phone number and location, website that our listeners could go if they want to come and see you.
847-535-7657. It's Michael McGuire. If you go on the Northwestern Medicine Northwestern Medicine site, you'll find me there.
Very handsome man in the dark with your glasses off.
Face for radio.
Face for radio. Thanks for coming down.